Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 9, titled Prahlad Pacifies the Lord with Prayers. We will be reading text 11.
Naivatmana Prabhurayam Nijalabhapurno. Manang janada vidusha karuno vrinite. Yad yaj jano bhagavate vidadita manang. Tach chatmane pratimukasya yata mukasri. Naivatmana Prabhurayam Nijalabhapurno. Manang Janad Avidusha Karuno Vrinite. Yad Yaj Jano Bhagavate Vidadita Manang. Tachchatmane pratimukas yata mukastri. Naivatmana prabhurayam nijalabhapurno. Manang janad avidusha kuruna vrinite. Yad yaj jano bhagavate vidadita manam. Tach chatmane pratimukasya yata mukasri.
Naivatmana prabhurayam nijalabhapurno. Manang janada vidusha karuna vrinite. Matajis. Naivatmana prabhurayam nijalabhapurno.
Anam janada vidusha karana vinite. Na nor eva certainly atmanaha for his personal benefit prabhu lord ayam this nijalabhapurna is always satisfied in himself. He does not need to be satisfied by the service of others. Manam, respect. Janat, from a person. Avidusha, who does not know that the aim of life is to please the Supreme Lord. Karunaha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is so kind to this foolish, ignorant person, Vinite, accepts, yat yat, whatever, Janaha, a person, Bhagavate, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Viradhita, may offer manam worship tat that cha indeed atmane for his own benefit pratimukasya of the reflection of the face in the mirror yata just as mukasri, the decoration of the face. Translation. The Supreme Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is always fully satisfied in himself. Therefore, when something is offered to him, the offering, by the Lord's mercy, is for the benefit of the devotee, for the Lord does not need service from anyone. To give an example, if one's face is decorated, the reflection of one's face in a mirror is also seen to be decorated. Purport, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. In Bhakti Yoga, it is recommended that a devotee follow 9 principles. Sravanam Kirtanam Vishno Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakyam Atmanivedanam. This service of glorifying the Lord by hearing, chanting, and so on is not, of course, meant for the benefit of the Lord. This devotional service is recommended for the benefit of the devotee. The Lord is always glorious, whether the devotee glorifies him or not. But if the devotee engages in glorifying the Lord, the devotee himself automatically becomes glorious. Cheto darpanam marjanam bhava mahadvagni navapanam. By glorifying the Lord constantly, the living entity becomes purified in the core of his heart, and thus he cannot understand that he does not belong to the material world, but is a spirit soul whose actual activity is to advance in Krishna consciousness so that he may become free from the material clutches. Thus the blazing fire of material existence is immediately extinguished. Bhava mahad vagni navapanam. A foolish person is amazed that Krishna orders sarva dharman prityaja mam ekam sharanam braja. Abandon all varieties of religious activities and just surrender unto me. Some foolish scholars even say that this is too much to demand. But this demand is not for the benefit of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Rather, it is for the benefit of human society. If human beings individually and collectively surrender everything to the Supreme Personality of Godhead in full Krishna consciousness, all of human society will benefit. One who does not dedicate everything to the Supreme Lord is described in this verse as avidusha, a rascal. In Bhagavad Gita, 7:15, the Lord himself speaks in the same way. Namam duskritino mudha prapadyante naradma mayaya pratyajnana asuram bhavam asritaha. Those miscreants who are grossly foolish, lowest among mankind, whose knowledge is stolen by illusion, and who partake of the atheistic nature of demons, do not surrender unto me. Because of ignorance and misfortune, the atheists and the Naradamas, the lowest of men, do not surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, although the Supreme Lord Krishna is full in himself, he appears in different yugas to demand the surrender of the conditioned souls so that they will benefit by becoming free from the material clutches. In conclusion, the more we engage in Krishna consciousness and render service unto the Lord, the more we benefit. Krishna does not need service from any of us. Om Agyanta Marandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Anmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svalpadantikam Vanchakalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindubi Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to serve all of you. I pray to the senior Vaishnavs that I may present Srila Prabhupada's Gaudiya Vaishnav Siddhanta properly, for the benefit of all of us. So we are continuing with Prahlad Maharaj's prayers to Lord Nrisimhadev. And first he begins by talking about what qualification he has in a humble and meek way. And he prays that one may have many material qualifications and even be a brahmana with the 12 brahminical qualities, but if they do not possess bhakti, or devotional service, loving devotion, then they cannot satisfy the Supreme Lord. And so now he's pointing out another philosophical point in his prayers, that the Lord actually does not need these prayers. These prayers are for the benefit of the devotee. Aham sarvasya prabhavo mata sarvam pravartite itimatva bhajante mam bhuta bhava samanvita. Everything material and spiritual is emanating from the Supreme Lord. And those who understand this surrender in love to the Lord. So everything material and everything spiritual is emanating from the Lord. He doesn't need anything. What can we offer the Lord that he doesn't already have? He created everything. So these prayers are for our benefit of purifying us, purifying our hearts. Srila Prabhupada quotes for Shikshastakam Cheto Darpanam Marjanam Bhavamahadavagni Navapanam Sreya Karaiva Chandrika Vitranam Vidyavadhu Jivanam Anandam Budhi Vardhanam Pratibadam Purnamritas Svaranam Sarvatmas Napanam Param Vijayate Sukrishna Sankirtanam. Let there be all victory for the chanting of the holy names of the Lord, which can cleanse the mirror of the heart and stop the miseries of the blazing fire of material existence. So in this material existence, the spirit soul identifies with the material nature, and we forget our spiritual nature, Jivaris Rupahoi Krishna Nityadas. We forget that we're the eternal servants of Krishna. In this blazing fire of material existence, we want to enjoy for ourselves. We want to glorify ourselves rather than glorify the Lord. And we see that our hearts become dirtier and dirtier and dirtier. The heart is likened to a mirror covered by dust. And anybody knows, the less you clean, the less you clean, the more dust adds on. And we see in this material world that so many people are going through their lives in such a foolish way. They're eating violence. They're watching violence. They're listening to violence. There's war. There's famine. There's poverty. And it doesn't look like it's going to get better anytime soon. It keeps on getting worse. And this is because our hearts are dirty. Whatever's inward is going to manifest outward. So when people say that it's an ecological problem, when people say it's a global problem or this, it's a human problem. It's because we are not cleansing ourselves. And because we're not cleansing ourselves, then the atmosphere around us is becoming dirtier and dirtier. And the only way that we can really clean our hearts is by glorifying the Lord, because He is the one who actually cleanses the heart. And in that cleansing, then we reestablish ourselves as a spirit soul. And the more we clean, we understand what surrender is. And Srila Prabhupada talks here about a foolish person is amazed that Krishna orders sarva dharman prityaja mam ekam sharanam vraja. Abandon all varieties of religious activities and just surrender unto me. And he says, some foolish scholars even say that this is too much to demand. This is because the foolish scholars do not know what surrender is. And this is why we cannot take shelter of scholars who might know Sanskrit better than all of us. They may be able to recite all of the Upanishads, Bhagavad Gita, know all the Vedic scriptures, but they don't have any idea of what surrender is. And so we have to learn from the sadhus and guru. This is the importance of accepting spiritual guidance. In this world, people accept guidance to go into a particular career. They have some personal goal. So people have trainers, they have aides, they have so many people that help them in reaching their goal. So we cleanse the heart. We learn that, oh, we're supposed to glorify the Lord. We're supposed to surrender. And the person who's going to help us get to that goal is the guru, the spiritual master. Because in the beginning stages of devotion, we have no real relationship with Krishna. Because of being materially contaminated, we cannot directly go to Krishna. And Krishna manifests externally as the spiritual master. He is in our heart as super soul, Paramatma. And that Paramatma, Krishna, he comes out as the spiritual master. And there's actually two types of guru seva. One is ordinary guru seva and the other is Visramba guru seva. Ordinary guru seva and extraordinary guru seva. In the beginning of devotional service, we may take to ordinary guru seva by performing our sadhana, you know, chanting, doing everything that we're supposed to do in our sadhana, our bhajan. And then after our bhajan, after our sadhana is done, then we serve the spiritual master. But the extraordinary guru seva is that we put the seva of the guru first. We do our sadhana, but our mind is constantly fixed on the service of the guru and assisting the guru in his mission. And all of us, we may have our individual gurus, but the main guru for the International Society for Krishna Consciousness is Srila Prabhupada. And he has given us so much service to take part of. Senior devotees are giving their life to Srila Prabhupada. We see in the early days, Svavas Prabhu was talking about on Gaur Purnima, Svavas Prabhu was pointing out that the only way that we're able to go on Harinam is because devotees have given their life and blood, their blood and sweat to enable us to go to Harinam. And so they're continuing, enabling us, giving us facilities to engage in devotional service. And so in one sense, devotional service is so easy. We have so many ways of plugging in and serving Srila Prabhupada, helping Srila Prabhupada's mission. The problem is that we cleanse our heart. We feel like we're going to surrender to Guru, and then our mind, Maya, comes and tests us and gives us so many things that we can do other than surrender fully to Krishna. And they seem very rational. They seem like, oh, if I do this, maybe this will make me a better devotee, or I can't surrender in this way, so I can surrender in another way. But actually, it's very easy to plug into anything that's going on in New Dwarka under the guidance of Svavas Prabhu and the other senior devotees. And so in this surrender, one may say that, oh, to surrender everything, this is too much. You know, I can't take this. And in this way, there's a very wonderful story that we can read in Krishna book, in 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, that one day there was a fruit vendor, and she was calling all of the Brijbasis, residents of Vrindavan, come and get some fruit, come and get some fruit. And so Krishna, Prabhupada states in Krishna book that Krishna had seen his mother or father or other people barter, because at that time it was bartering. So Krishna picked up some grains in his little hands, and he went to the fruit vendor to get some fruits, and grains were falling. You know, if you ever see a little kid carrying grains of anything, they're going to drop it all over the place. And so he's walking to the fruit vendor, and he has so little in his hand left. And the fruit vendor is ecstasy seeing Krishna with so much affection. She just starts piling so many fruits. In fact, he has to use his Aishwarya Shakti to carry all of these fruits. Such a small boy carrying so many fruits. And Krishna, he doesn't need these fruits, as Prahlad Maharaj is stating here. He doesn't need to be glorified. He doesn't need any of our service. And yet, he's accepting the devotion. And so he takes all of the fruits. And in replace, in her basket, she looks down after he leaves, and it's filled with gold and so many jewels. And this is not her real wealth. Her real wealth was that she was awarded Krishna Prema. She was awarded ecstatic love by Krishna. And Prabhupada points out that one should surrender millions and millions and millions of times to the Lord. Surrender everything, and you will not be the loser. You will not be the loser if you surrender everything. But this is an important point, that we don't surrender to receive something from the Lord. We can take from the story, oh, see, she got so many gold, she got so much jewels. I can surrender like that, and I will receive, so I'm going to surrender to the Lord. And that might come. That might come. You might actually surrender, and you know, your material desires will be fulfilled. But the Supreme Lord comes to show us how to surrender fully. And it's stated here that the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears in different yugas to demand the surrender of the conditioned souls, so that they will benefit by becoming free from the material clutches. And in this Kali Yuga, the Lord has mercifully descended as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in his pastimes, through his devotees, he has showed us a practical demonstration of how to apply Krishna's teachings of Bhagavad Gita. This is what Srila Prabhupada states in the preface to Chaitanya Charitamrita, that there's no difference between the teachings of Lord Krishna and the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is showing how to practically demonstrate, he's showing how to practically apply the teachings of Bhagavad Gita. And we see in the Mahaprakash Leela, which we heard from Jutakarma Prabhu, that all of the devotees, they were in ecstasy because Lord Chaitanya manifested himself in the Mahaprakash Lila as the Supreme Lord, and so they were able to worship him as the Supreme Lord. Otherwise, he mostly stayed in the role of a devotee and wouldn't accept worship. But in the Mahaprakash Lila, he sat on the throne of Vishnu, and he told the devotees to come and praise him. And we see that Kulavecha Sridhar, he came, the devotees went and got him, and the Lord immediately said, ask whatever you want, ask whatever benediction that you want from me. And Kulavecha Sridhar, he was very poor. He was so poor that he would have to tie his dhoti where there were holes just to cover up the holes. It was roof on his house, it was caving in, and you know, people would make fun of him thinking that he was crying out the holy name so loud because he was hungry. He was so poor. And Mahaprabhu said, ask whatever benediction you want from me. Ask for the 8 mystic perfections. Ask whatever you want. And how many of us, if we were asked right now by the Supreme Lord, ask me for any benediction, your mind would immediately go, okay, I need some money, I need this, I need a new computer, I need a new iPod, you know, to do more devotional service, of course. But Kulavecha Sridhar, he had such intimate pastimes with the Lord that he begged that, I don't want anything. I just want to remain your servant, and I just want to see your pastimes life after life. And the same with Haridas Thakur. The Lord also asked Haridas Thakur, please ask whatever benediction you want. And Haridas Thakur humbly asked that somehow or other he just gets the remnants of the devotees. May I even be born in a household as an insect, just as long as I get the remnants of the devotees. And then he says, actually, I don't even deserve that. So this is the mood of a devotee. That the Lord doesn't need anything, but he wants our surrender. He wants our love. Bhavagrahi Janardana. The Lord accepts our devotion. And we don't surrender to receive something back from the Lord, but rather we surrender so that we can do more and more service. As Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prays, Nadanang Najanang Nasundaring Kavitam Vajagadishakame Mama Janmani Janmanishvare Bhavatad Bhakti Rahaituki Chwayi. Oh my Lord, I don't want any wealth. I don't want any followers. I don't even want any women or opposite sex. All I want is devotional service, birth after birth. And when you analyze the Nadanang Najanang Nasundaring, don't want any wealth, I don't want any followers, I don't want anything from the opposite sex. If you actually don't want any of those 3 things, then you're very, very pure. I mean, the whole world is going on because of those 3 things. And the devotee is rejecting those so that he can surrender and do devotional service birth after birth. And the Lord, he accepts the devotion in so many different ways. There's also a nice pastime with Murari Gupta. As you know, Murari Gupta is Hanuman in Lord Ramachandra's Leela. And so there's a pastime of how Murari Gupta, he went to Srivas Thakur's house and he saw Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. And he paid obeisances to Lord Chaitanya first, and then he paid obeisances to Lord Nityananda, and then he sat down. And Lord Chaitanya kind of gently chastised him, saying that, why did you pay your obeisances like that? And he couldn't understand fully then. And then that night he had a dream about how Lord Nityananda is non-different than Balaram, and Balaram's the older brother. So we should pay our obeisances first to Lord Balaram, since he's the older brother, and then to Lord Chaitanya. So the next day he went and saw the lords at Srivas Thakur's house, paid his obeisances to Lord Nityananda first, then paid his obeisances to Lord Chaitanya and sat down. And Lord Chaitanya said, who has told you to do like this? Kind of chastising him. And he said, you have revealed it to me. And so that night he went home from Srivas Thakur's house, and it says that Gaur Nitai were still in his heart, and so he was still in ecstasy, remembering their pastimes. And his wife brought him some prasadam, some rice. And in ecstasy, He would say one thing and he would do another. And so he picked up the rice and he started throwing it on the floor, saying, "Eat, eat, Krishna, eat." And his wife brought more rice and "Eat, eat." And so the next day, Lord Chaitanya came to his home and Murari Gupta was playing the role as a physician. And Lord Chaitanya came and he said, "I need you to cure my ailment." And Murari Gupta said, "Well, what is your ailment?" Lord Chaitanya said, "I have indigestion." Murari Gupta said, "Well, what did you eat?" He said, you know, Lord Chaitanya said, "You know, and your wife knows. I ate all that rice that you were throwing on the floor. Because of your love, I was accepting it. And now I have to drink some water to cure indigestion." And he took the pot from Murari Gupta and he started drinking. And this is the surrender of the pure devotees of the Lord. We can't imitate, but we can see how the Lord accepts our love and devotion. And so in this way, the Lord does not need our service, but he wants our love, and it's for our benefit. And we can actually see in the purport here, Prabhupada is saying that if we individually and collectively surrender everything to the Supreme Personality of Godhead in full Krishna consciousness, all of human society will benefit. I heard a couple classes ago of Srila Prabhupada talking about if the whole world becomes Krishna consciousness, the four regulative principles will be followed. You know, the intoxication, all the liquor will be gone, brothels will be closed. And so the whole human society will benefit. So also, in glorifying the Lord, we benefit, and by becoming pure and pure, we can help benefit others. So it's not that we just go into our own seclusion and glorify the Lord on our own, but we do it individually and collectively and then try to benefit others, try to help others also. So I'll stop here. Thank you for tolerating me. If anybody has any questions or comments, Bali Prabhu. Well, what manifests inward manifests outward in the beginning, but you're a devotee, you're practicing devotional service, and you're cleansing your heart. Every time you play mridanga and you make everybody dance in ecstasy, you're benefiting us and you're benefiting yourself and you're purifying yourselves. And the spiritual master had said that, you know, somebody told me recently that the best austerity to practice is communal living, community living. And so we might have things inward that are going on that are going to come out and might affect others, but we're all in this together. We're all in the hospital together. I have things inward also I'm working on. But that's the thing, is that we have to keep working on it. And we have to be introspective. We might have things that, you know, we're... It's not that, okay, Srila Prabhupada is saying surrender, so I'll surrender. We know from experience that it's a long process. You know, we've millions and millions of lifetimes, if not billions of lifetimes, you know, we've been accruing different karma, we've been accruing different consciousness, and so we're purifying ourselves. We have a chance to really dive deeply with everything that Srila Prabhupada has given us. We can truly dive deeply and purify ourselves in this lifetime if we wish. If we have the drive, the determination, the utsaha, the enthusiasm, we can purify ourselves right now, but we have to be introspective. And we have to stay in the association of Vaishnavas. And we have to have faith in the association of Vaishnavas. For example, Kalidas in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antialila, he was able to receive the remnants and the foot dust of all of the Vaishnavas in Bengal. And because of his intense faith in the Vaishnavas, he was able to drink the water that had washed Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feet. So we have to understand what the importance of associating with Vaishnavas and taking shelter of Vaishnavas. And that also brings up Vaishnav etiquette. Because if we're going to be in the association of Vaishnavas, then we should try and figure out what real association is and how to respectfully receive and get the blessings of the senior Vaishnavas. So if we stay in the association of Vaishnavas, then they will help us. It's not a solo activity. Would anybody like to add to that or comment or any other question? Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah.